I have a message today. I believe that I'm going to, this is conclusion for now on righteousness. I believe that's what it is. And I'm finding out that the Word of God is so rich and it's so filled with truth of who he is and what he will do and what he has done and how that we were included in all that he did for us in the earth through Jesus Christ, so we can live a life that is full of faith and grace, and it's a victorious life where everything is full, nothing missing, nothing broken, but somehow we allow things, circumstances, and other things to get in our way or have more influence or say so in our lives, and we miss out on the goodness and greatness of God. And we started this series of messages. And one of the things we said, the importance of getting a revelation of the righteousness of God in your own personal life. God is not holding out on you. Amen. I said, God is not holding out on you. But it's, we must learn how to receive all that he has done for us by faith. Nothing wavering. And he tells us what faith is. We just heard some of it this morning. And how he has reconciled us to himself. You got to receive the reconciliation that's been done. You got to receive it. Because God is not mad at us. And what's so good about this righteousness that everybody can get in on it. Everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. Because we'll get to this in the message. When the Jew was God only covenant people, which he made with Abraham, say this much, and then we get started. When the Jews was God only covenant people, he gave them a law for a reason, but the law couldn't do what grace did. I said the law couldn't do it, but we received this wonderful, marvelous, magnificent gift. Extraordinary. Beyond words to describe it. This greatness of God. Mighty gift unto us. And I believe that it's time for the people of God to stop allowing failures that the enemy brought through Adam to cheat us in life. Amen. It's time that we live a victorious life and not allow those things that from the outside world have any interest into our lives and our world. But we live this life that God had given us in Christ. Amen. Well, this is fifth Sunday. And we want to make sure we do communion today. We missed it last Sunday. Amen. And we will make sure we do communion. And so we don't have anything urgent, children. And I want to close this out and I want to talk to everybody. Amen. Is that okay? Would that be all right? Amen. Praise God. The Lord is so good to us, and I'm not going to take all day, but I'm just going to take the amount of time that I have, and then we'll shout on the way out of here. Change come to you today. Amen. Amen. They come up my iPad. Thank you, sir. All right, we'll fix that later. Open your Bible with us this morning to the book of Galatians, chapter 3. We talked about right standing. We talked about being right with God. What is righteousness? I think we covered that pretty thorough. And we'll say it again, because this truth must get in our hearts. Just to hear it in our heads, or just to read it and remember it, is not good enough. Righteousness is being like God. I'm going to say it again. Righteousness is being like God. You are like Him. You're in right standing with Him. There is nothing against that. He has nothing against you. All the sin had been removed. All the doubt and unbelief is gone. Fear, all works of darkness, all works of evil, and everything that's ungodly, it's gone. But Satan keeps trying to remind us of who we used to be. It's just like, you take a picture of somebody and then you keep bringing it before them. That's just a picture. That's not the person. Amen. 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 And so this morning, I want to take a few, just whatever time here, and let's look at some things in closing this for now. Seeking our right standing in the kingdom. Seeking. What did Hebrews 6:11-6 said? But what did Hebrews 11:6 says? It says, God is what? A rewarder of them that what? That diligently seek Him. And so we want to seek out our right standing in the kingdom. What do I have? What has been given to me? Who am I? What has happened? Let's find out. Let's see what the Word has to say. Hebrews, why don't we put that up there? Galatians 3:6. We should take a time, go through some scripture here. Galatians 6:3. What did I say? 3:6, let's turn it around. Galatians 3:6 did a 6:3. It says, even as Abraham did what? And it was for what? So we can say a man that believed God, God treats that man as a righteous man. In other words, we can say it like this. A righteous man will do what? We believe God. And Abraham, at that point, you know, and I know, and we know that he was not righteous at this point, because the new birth was not available. But we found out just a few minutes ago, if you believe God, He'll respond to you, even though you don't have a covenant with Him. Come on. Huh? Hallelujah. That centurion didn't have no covenant. But God, what did Jesus do? He healed and then said, I ain't found no faith like this in Israel. So verse 6 says, and even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Let's move on, because we got quite a few scriptures to read. 6:7.